This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Massachusetts shellfish growers and oyster aficionados have suffered a string of unusual closures in recent weeks. WCAI science correspondent Heather Goldstone joins me now to sort through what's behind those and how long they might last. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hi, Steve.
Heather, Wellfleet Harbor has been closed to shellfishing since last week because of a norovirus outbreak. How long is that likely to last?
Short answer, a few weeks. I mean, the timing is particularly bad, of course, with Wellfleet Oyster Fest this past weekend. The Cape Cod Times estimating $250,000 in raw oyster sales lost there. But the possible silver lining is that while the national recall of Wellfleet oysters resulted in the destruction of a lot of oysters, the ones that were destined for Oyster Fest were actually returned to the harbor, and they'll be able to be reharvested once this passes. And Mike Hickey, who heads up shellfish monitoring for the state Division of Marine Fisheries, says that norovirus outbreaks are usually a one-time event.
Viral particles, particularly norovirus, live for a long time. And a small amount of surge can have several million particles. And it takes about 10 virus particles to make somebody sick. So it doesn't take much.
He said this could be traced back possibly just to one person, maybe someone infected who threw up over the side of a boat, or possibly to a boat that dumped some sewage into Cape Cod Bay, which, of course, would be illegal. The closure is mandated to be at least 21 days, and that's in part time to give officials time for testing to make sure, first of all, that the virus is going away, and second of all, to try to nail down where it came from. He says they would actually probably be more on top of that testing right now, but they've been distracted by this much larger algal bloom and the concern about amnesic shellfish poisoning.
Well, tell us about that. Are those two completely unrelated?
Yeah, completely unrelated. And ironically, Cape Cod Bay was one of the only regions in New England that wasn't being impacted by the amnesic and still not being impacted by the amnesic shellfish poisoning. This is an algae or phytoplankton called Pseudonychia that produces something called domoic acid. And when the oysters eat the plankton, they accumulate that toxin, and consumption then of large quantities can cause, in humans, gastrointestinal illness, and in some cases, permanent loss of short-term memory, coma, and even death. So right now, what's been closed is from about mid-coast Maine up to Machiasport, and then south of Cape Cod from Nantucket Sound all the way over to Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island.
And how unusual is it to have this kind of harmful algal bloom?
Well, Mike Hickey says that this kind of algae was introduced to the region and has been on the rise over the past 20 years. Environmental changes might be part of that. Interestingly, if you're going to have a bloom of Pseudonychia, this is the time of year you would expect to see it because they actually prefer slightly cooler water temperatures. So what's unexpected about this bloom is the size and the cell counts, the sheer amount of algae they're finding.
And we're looking at cell numbers that I think are unprecedented. We've seen cell counts in Rhode Island of over a million cells per liter. That's a fairly high amount, believe me.
The numbers are slightly lower in Massachusetts and in Maine, where actually the numbers seem to be on the decline. But Hickey cautions that the blooms actually become more toxic as they're dissipating, whether it's because the water conditions change or a lack of nutrients. The stress at that point causes the algae to produce more of the domoic acid that makes people sick. So these closures, he says, will probably last for a few weeks.
Now, Nantucket had closed their bay scallop fishery, but they've reopened it. Explain that for us.
Yeah, so scallops are actually considered safe for harvest and eating as long as you're only taking the adductor muscle, that round meat that you would buy in the store, because that doesn't accumulate the domoic acid. Officials on Nantucket had closed their town-managed bay scallop fishery as a precaution. That was a very controversial move because of the economic impacts, but they've now reversed that decision after consulting with state officials.
And how about other animals? Are there other animals besides oysters and clams that are affected by this kind of algal bloom?
Well, these algae, like the other algae, are at the base of the food chain. Filter feeders like oysters or other shellfish concentrate it, so that's one reason that they're of particular concern. But fish and marine mammals can be affected by it. In terms of human health, the fish flesh would still be safe to eat, though, in most cases. And lobster meat is also considered safe, although you want to avoid the tamales. That's kind of the liver equivalent, and that's where the toxins could be sequestered. But it's also, officials say, really important to note that any shellfish that you find on the market at this point is safe.
That's WCAI's science correspondent Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab radio project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. Additional support is provided by Lee McGraw and the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation.